This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This is The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Let's talk a little bit about Thursday Night Football because we do have a good one, at least according to the odds. We've got the Bills and the Patriots squaring off in New England, where the Bills are laying 4 points, total 43.5 for this one. Now, this spread was Bills laying 5, laying 4.5 earlier in the week. So we're seeing some money come in on the Patriots. Jenks, do you think this money is coming in on the right side?
Yeah, I do. I just think that, and both of these teams have the same amount of rest here, but that Patriots defense has gotten better as the season has gone on. And I think when you look at how these teams perform in the red zone, I think that's going to be a real key here. The one area in which Buffalo has struggled this year, Chelsea, is scoring in the red zone. They score about 76% of the time, which is third worst in the NFL. And then conversely, you have one of the best red zone defenses in the NFL, Bill Belichick and the Patriots. And so if the Patriots can limit the Bills scoring in the red zone when they get down in that area, I think they can keep this game close. And then historically in Foxborough, Bill Belichick tends to perform very well in a spot like this. So that's why I think the money is coming in on the Patriots here. I really like the under, but I do think the Patriots are the right side. I think it's going to be a really close game.
I think so, too. I think if I were to pick a side, it would be the Patriots getting the 4 points, even though it's sometimes hard to trust their offense, even though they did look a little bit better last week against the Vikings, putting up against the Vikings, putting up 400 yards of total offense. But again, that was the Vikings secondary, which is not a good one. This is a good Bills defense, but I think at some point people have to take off the goggles that, you know, are just the Bills and Josh Allen and the metrics, all of them, because the Bills have not been a great covering team this season, just 5-5-1 against the number, and have not been good recently at covering numbers either. If you look at them, they're 1-4 against the spread in their last five games. So it's not that the Bills aren't good. It's just, I think they are getting some extra credit and they have had the tall task of having to cover some bigger numbers. So especially the fact that this one is over a field goal, I think I'd go Patriots here.
Yeah, I think so too. And I also believe that the weather is going to play a factor here. It's going to be 25 degrees, small chance of snow. I don't think it's going to snow, but it's going to be really cold. And also, I really like the under here. The total set at 43.5. But if you look at the trends here, they all point to that as well. You take the Patriots defense into consideration and you look at the fact that the Patriots in their last, what, two home games, Chelsea, they've allowed a total of 6 points to the Jets and Colts. Now, I understand that when you're talking about the Jets offense with Zach Wilson back then and the Colts offense, it's much different facing Josh Allen and the Bills. But there's no question about it that Bill Belichick's specialty is that defense. I think what he wants to do here is really slow this game down, make it kind of a slog, because the one area in which New England really struggles is obviously with their offense. They seem a little more dynamic with Bailey Zappe, but God, I don't want to get into the whole Bailey Zappe versus Mac Jones. Mac Jones has done a fine job of just sort of driving the car here for the Patriots, letting the defense do its thing. I think that's exactly the sort of game that Bill Belichick wants to keep this within the number, and I think they do.
Yeah, I thought you brought up an interesting point on totals. This is the time of year where I feel like you probably shouldn't play totals early on in the week because there is a chance for severe weather at a lot of these locations. Like, obviously, there are places that play indoors and domes. That won't be the case. But when you're playing at these, you know, northeastern places, weather can certainly be a factor. And here's the thing about weather, that I'm not a meteorologist, but it feels like these things meteorologists can be wrong about, especially early in the week. It's hard to predict weather like several days ahead. Like, obviously, they'll see if a huge blizzard's coming. But I think this is the time of year where you need to tread very carefully when it comes to playing totals earlier in the week. So maybe wait, unless, I guess, if you're playing the under, because wouldn't that just only go down if the weather is bad?
Yeah, and I don't think it's going to be terrible, but it is cold weather. And when you do have cold weather, that tends to mean that, you know, the game slows down a little bit, or it's not as easy to score points. And also, the Bills this season on the road, Chelsea, they are 6-0 to the under. And not just to the under, they average about 9 points per game under the total when they're on the road. That stat really stood out to me. So the Bills early in the season were a big under team, but on the road, they're a great under team. You take the Patriots defense into account. You take into account that maybe the weather slows things down, and I really think the under is going to be the play for me.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And also, Von Miller out for the Bills. He looks to return week 14 against the Jets. We all know he is a huge part of that Bills defense that overall is still very good, but it's Bills defense that has been dealing with some injuries. I know Micah Hyde is on the injured reserve list as well. As far as the stats goes, the Bills are really good against the run. They're a top 10 run defense, but against the pass, they are not in the top 10. So maybe that is an aspect that maybe the Patriots can take advantage of. But like you said, the game plan for the Patriots has, for the most part, been not relying on Mac Jones too heavily, even though last time, 28 completions, 28 of 39 for 382 yards and a 71 completion rate. So maybe I'm selling Mac Jones short a bit. Do you think this is a matter of, you know, the Vikings secondary just being bad, or do we think Mac Jones improves a little bit?
I think it's both. A couple weeks ago, when the Cowboys were a small favorite against Minnesota, and that is right after the Vikings had beaten the Bills, and I love the Cowboys in that spot because nobody was talking about the fact that the Vikings secondary is, or the Vikings defense as a whole, just isn't that good. And that's why the Cowboys just rung them up. So I think you can have success against the Vikings. So not only that, Mac Jones is in his second year, and Mac Jones was also injured at the beginning of the year. So when I see him put up numbers like that, yeah, the Vikings secondary isn't great, but also Mac Jones is not some sort of 5 or 6 year veteran. And that's what sort of mystifies me when you hear people yelling for Bailey Zappe. And yes, it's fun to say Bailey Zappe, Bailey Zappe. And maybe there is some sort of energy that he brings to the team, but I think the Patriots would not be doing themselves a service if all of a sudden they decided, look, we drafted Mac Jones to be our future quarterback. We've given him less than a year and a half of experience. And as we've seen, Tua is a perfect example. Going into the season, we didn't know if Tua was going to be the guy. Guess what? He's gotten more reps. He's gotten more experience. He's gotten more talent around him. And he's an MVP candidate. I don't know if Mac Jones is going to be that, but I certainly don't believe in discarding him because he started the season banged up in a new offensive system. The fact that he's starting to get better should not be surprising. And that's another thing I credit Bill Belichick with, is saying, look, if we have to go to Bailey Zappe, we will. Let's just not throw Mac Jones to the scrap heap here.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting discussion, but for us as bettors, we are not in charge of who starts at quarterback. So it just seems like something that's completely out of our control. So like, I don't really like wasting my time, even though it is a fun discussion. And I still think that Mac Jones maybe sleeps in a race car bed. Remember when we floated that idea? Like, people were saying that he seems like such a little kid. Both those quarterbacks look really young. But right now, Jinx, I was taking an early look at some of these props for the Bills and the Patriots. I thought you brought up a very solid point in saying that the Patriots have a really good red zone defense. And believe it or not, the Bills are not that great inside of the red zone, at least when it comes to scoring touchdowns. Right now you have Tyler Bass, who is the kicker for the Bills. His field goal prop is set for 1.5, juice to the over at -120. So, Jinx, do you think the Bills will be limited to field goals on a couple trips here? Do you think that's a solid play? Because I'm just taking your analysis and trying to spin it in a way that's like in the props market.
Oh, I think that's a great bet. I think I'm going to bet that just based on you mentioning it. I didn't think about it that way. That's one area I always say this, but I bet a few props, but I'd like to bet more in the props market. But if you think a game's going to go down like this, and I certainly think it is, then I think that would be a great bet, because it's not that the Bills just always get stuffed in the red zone, but things tend to tighten up there. And when you talk about the Patriots and how good they are there, the Patriots will be more than happy to let the Bills kick all the field goals they want when they have the explosiveness that they have in that offense. So, yeah, that's absolutely something I would look at.
And if I'm reading the game log correctly, Tyler Bass has hit this number in 3 straight games. Last time out, hit 2 of his 2 field goal attempts against the Lions and 6 field goals. Am I reading that right? Against the Browns? Also 3 field goals against Minnesota. He's had at least 2 tries in each of the last 5 games. So I think I might tell you on that. That's a live analysis where, you know, it's our first look at these games and we already have a play. Look at us.
Look at us already ahead of the game. Just lock it in, right? Like, just, you know what? We don't have to talk about it. Let's just go ahead and cash it. Just go ahead and pretend you have the cash. It's coming home. But I love that bet because that is how I think this game is going to go. And one guy we haven't mentioned on that Patriots defense who I think gets overlooked on a regular basis is Matthew Judon, who is just so very good. And I think he can create pressure. You talk about how there are certain players in the NFL who by themselves can wreak havoc. TJ Watt is one of those guys. Matthew Judon is one of those guys. Leads the NFL in sacks. Look for him to put a lot of pressure on Josh Allen, particularly in the red zone. Another reason why I like that bet.
Yeah, I just saw where coming into last week, I think Matt Judon had the same amount of sacks this season as the entire Las Vegas Raiders defense.
Oh,
had 13
God.
Sacks coming into that week. The Raiders as a team have 13. And I'll say one thing about Matt Judon. He's a pretty good trash talker. Like, look up some of the trash that he talked, but he is certainly somebody who can always back it up.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect forever.